847-3487.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, September 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to send Dar. She texted me an A. And Dar, I'm so sorry. Vicky and I were out late last night and we totally forgot. We will definitely have Vicky give you a call this afternoon. I apologize. I'm going to send this to her right now to make sure this one works. Okay, this is the actual YouTube video that was uploaded to Sweet Cali Girl. Now, this video, folks, this is eight minutes and 55 seconds long. 8 minutes and 55 seconds long, goes through the entire process. I'm not going to play it again. I'm not going to go through the entire thing. But if you want it, just text me an A for absentee, and I'll send it to you. And you still have time to do this, folks. You can contact your local clerk today, Monday, and request an absentee ballot. Because it's somewhat close to them going out, the absentee ballots being mailed, they may say, come on in and fill out a form requesting an absentee ballot. In that process, you can ask for an absentee ballot for this November 5th election and or all future elections. That puts you on a list kept by the clerks as a permanent absentee ballot voter. Permanent list kept by the local clerks. So in future elections, they go to their list, you're on it, they automatically send you an absentee ballot. So this is something you might want to consider. Two reasons. You totally plan to vote on November 5th. You want to vote for straight Republican ticket. You want to vote for the judges. You want to vote for the schools. You want to vote for the county commissioners. You want to vote. You know you want to vote. But sometimes things happen. You can end up coming down getting sick. You're in the hospital. You can't actually go to the polling place and vote. Well, by then it's too late to get an absentee ballot. Once the 9 days of early voting starts on Saturday, October 26th, thank you, Sandy and Ralph, they texted me that in, I believe it's Otsego County, early voting will be October 26th through November 3rd. So that Sunday, the 3rd, is the last day to vote early because you can't vote on Monday the 4th. That makes sense. Thank you for that information. Otsego County's voting is going to be at the Gaylord City Hall, October 26th through November 3rd. So you haven't voted early with absentee ballot. You haven't voted in the 9 days of early voting, October 26th through November 3rd. You fully plan to vote on Tuesday, November 5th, Election Day. But something happens. you come down with an illness, you're in the hospital, you can always pull out your absentee ballot, give it to your wife, husband, family member, can return it for you while you're in the hospital. That way, for sure, you are able to vote. So I highly recommend it. Well, Trucker, I don't want to waste the money of them printing up a ballot, sending it to me, and I'm not going to use it. At this point, for the convenience and the 100% guarantee that you're going to get your vote in, do it. Yeah, it's going to be an extra cost to your clerk. So what? I don't care at this point. We pay enough damn taxes. They can afford to mail you an absentee ballot. So do it. Get an absentee ballot. Text me the letter A, and I'll send you this video. Now, I can't play all of it on the radio. I believe I only played the last 4 or 5 minutes. That really gets into the crust of calling the sheriff, asking to fill out a police report for stolen identity, and being in a position to possibly be part of a class action lawsuit to do an audit of the qualified voter files before the next election. When is the next major election? November of 2026. Who's going to be on that ballot? Who's going to be on that election? The governor. All state representatives and all state senators. The good news, and I announced it the other day on the show, reading a story about Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, going to be running for governor as a Democrat against Jocelyn Benson and the mayor of Detroit, Mike Dugan. Now, that is going to give the Republicans an opportunity to have a clean primary across the entire state of Michigan come August of 2026. Why? Because the Democrats are going to be staying home on their side of the ballot in the primary. You have to ask for basically a Republican or Democrat ballot. If they're jointly printed where they're both on there, you can only vote on one party side. You can't mix and match. The machines will kick your ballot out. When they have to stay home on their side of the ballot to pick their candidate, the best candidate they want to be the next governor for potentially 8 years, they will have to stay on their side of the ballot. That means the Republicans will have a clean primary for governor in 26. And if we're able to get enough people together, and I already have an attorney ready to file this class action lawsuit. I've already spoken to him about this issue. He says, Randy, if you get 5 people in the state of Michigan to do it, I will file the class action lawsuit. I have an attorney lined up ready to do this. If you text me A, I'll send you the video. You get an absentee ballot submitted to your clerk, a request to get one. They put you on the list. The ballots get printed this next week. They start going out in the mail. We have a mailman, loyal listener, who's going to tell us when the ballots start hitting the mail, at least for Emmett County. We have another mailman in Mount Morenci. We have perhaps a few others around the listening area. They'll let us know when the absentee ballots start going out. You'll know to look for yours. You get it. Do not open it. Again, don't open it. It's potentially going to be evidence in this class action lawsuit. Why do I say that? Because you're going to show it to the sheriff. It will be given to your attorney when they do the class action lawsuit. At least 5 people have unopened absentee ballots in the original mailing envelope that was sent to their house. That's why it has to go to your home. It has to be your principal residence where you're registered to vote. It doesn't go to your office, at business. it goes to the home you're registered to vote at. Now you have legal standing. My identity was stolen, and I want this figured out. Well, the attorney I spoke with, validating this video, I sent it to him. He watched it. He said, this is a great idea. Absolutely needs to be done, especially before the next election in 2026. Folks, that gives us an entire year, 2025. This lawsuit going through the process gives us the ability to clean up the qualified voter files before 2026 midterm election. This is a process. It's a strategy. In dealing with these clerks and their qualified voter files, this is a strategy to clean it up and to give them the legal basis to say these people were disenfranchised. Who uses those terms? The Democrats do when it comes to disenfranchising black voters, disenfranchising the migrant workers. Well, wait a minute. Migrant workers aren't U.S. citizens. Well, they registered to vote when they got their driver's license. It doesn't matter. They shouldn't have been registered to vote because they're not even a U.S. citizen. This is the type of stuff that needs to be cleaned up in the qualified voter files. People who aren't citizens, people who are dead, people who are no longer living in our counties. They need to be removed from the qualified voter files. And you need to lock those files down so that Jocelyn Benson can't upload them, download them back into your qualified voter files, your poll books. It's a strategy. And the people who put this video together, they researched this, they figured it out. And this is the way you do it. Now, previously, I had called for throwing the entire qualified voter files in the trash. All 83 counties. Get rid of all the current qualified voter files. Spend the non-election year next year, 2025, having people prove they're a citizen, prove they still live in the county they're registered in, prove that they still live where they live, and re-register in 2025. Let's head into 2026 with absolutely pure, clean, brand new qualified voter files. Oh my God, people's heads started exploding when I came up with that one. You can't do that. It would be so expensive. Part of the price of democracy, folks, going to use your word. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran owned. Go to magawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's magawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. do it today.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one before our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. He's got a good one lined up for us. July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 1863. 3 days of the Battle of Gettysburg, which led, obviously, to basically the end of the Civil War. Leading up to it, into the process of it, all part of it, he's going to explain the history to us. Greatly appreciate him doing that for us. This video, when you text me the letter A, this video, 8 minutes and 55 seconds long, lays out this entire process. Now, I didn't get into the final part of it, which justifies damages. Because the class action lawsuit attorney would argue that potentially an illegal worker, immigrant, the Democrats call them migrant workers, potentially voted for you due to the open border policies on our southern border. How much money did the federal government spend on migrant workers, illegals being in our country? Well, according to records, and they actually flash a screen on this, it's been roughly $600 billion since Biden has been in the Oval Office. You divide that number by 330 million citizens in the country, your damages, the amount of money spent on your behalf, roughly about $19,000. Then he's going to do research to find out how much money Gretchen Whitmer has spent on illegals, on migrants being here in our state. That number will be found in the form of these housing rental assistant payments, cell phones, food stamps, educating of these children who can't speak English. I was told that Onaway had to hire a bilingual English teacher that spoke Spanish, speaks Spanish, to be able to teach 3 migrant workers' children how to speak English. Roughly $70,000 a year, what, for their salary plus benefits? That's one school district. Across the entire state, are you kidding me? So you figure that number out, you add them together, maybe even your county or city is involved in providing assistance to migrant workers. Well, they'll calculate the costs, the damages to you personally for your lawsuit. Now you have legal standing, being a citizen of the United States, a registered voter in your county. You got an absentee ballot that you didn't use, and somebody else voted for you. And the attorney is of the opinion it happened maybe possibly by people who are on the qualified voter files that shouldn't be, or an illegal immigrant, not even a citizen of our country. In the lawsuit, we get potentially the ability to look at the qualified voter files in all 83 counties. That's their theory in this video. I forwarded the video to an attorney who's willing to file the case for us. If we get at least five people in the state of Michigan that you are disenfranchised and not allowed to vote on November 5th, it's game on. It's a minor price to pay for the cost of an absentee ballot to be mailed to your home, for you to not open it, and for possibly you not being allowed to vote this year on November 5th. It's a gamble, it's a risk, but it potentially could lead to a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit brought by an attorney who's agreed to do it for the entire state of Michigan. And we could be part of cleaning up the qualified voter files in the entire state before the 2026 election. So again, text me A, just the letter A, and I'll send you the video. Follow the instructions. Request an absentee ballot. Have it as an insurance policy. You really want to vote on November 5th, but things could happen. And it's a way to check your local clerk. When I went in for the August 6th primary, Randy, we sent you an absentee ballot. Yeah, but I didn't use it. I lost it. You know what happened? I put it inside of a manila folder to go to a meeting with to show people my absentee ballot envelope. And I forgot I put it in that manila folder. Couldn't find that dang thing for nothing. They had me fill out a cancellation of that absentee ballot and gave me what's called a provisional in-person ballot, and I voted on August 6th. Can't find it, didn't use it. Sign this affidavit that's the case, and we'll give you an in-person ballot. That's how this will be done. But watch the video. If you have any questions, you can always call me after 12 noon any day. Send me a text message. Well, that's it for our first hour on this Friday, September 20th. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Gettysburg Battle, 3 days in 1863. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.